Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Word of God, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 1. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he's going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice." So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Now, while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, "Tell them his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure." So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Father, we thank you for the wonderful and the glorious story of your resurrection as found in Matthew chapter 28. And thank you, Lord, for the wonderful truths behind the fact that you've commissioned us as your church, the people of God, to go into all the world and make disciples. What a blessing, what a privilege, what an honor it is to be able to do just that. Father, anoint us afresh as your church with the spirit of passion, grace, and excitement to know that we have the opportunity to be a part of this wonderful work of spreading the gospel in the world and making disciples. Empower us this day to be passionate fully as you would have us to be disciples and to be involved in the work of making disciples and carrying the greatest news the world has ever heard to the world. Thank you for that opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you are God with us. Heavenly Father, you came in the form of a man. You died on the cross and were resurrected, giving us the opportunity to walk in your eternal life. And Heavenly Father, I pray that you would grow a hunger in our hearts for the scriptures, for the word, so that we could learn better, learn more about how to walk with you. Heavenly Father, it's relationship with you, oneness with you that you call us towards. And Heavenly Father, I pray that you teach us more about the meaning of that and the beauty of that. Thank you so much. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. This is National Truth for Youth Bible Week here at American Family Radio, again today through the 7th of August. And we're inviting every single listener. And keep in mind, we're encouraging every person listening right now, get involved with this exciting project. We're asking you to help us to give away thousands of free Bibles to young people across America. And we're, again, this is an opportunity for American Family Radio and Revival Fires International Ministries, We partner together to we do this on an annual basis, and it's our hope that you'll get involved as we do this once again this year. And we're very honored to have with us in studio Tim Todd. He's the president of Revival Fires Ministries. Brother Tim, God bless. Good to have you with us today.
Good to be with you, Pastor Joseph. Thank you so much.
Well, I want to ask you just to read. Now, many of our listeners probably remember your voice from years gone by, as well as when you're on in other capacities too. But this is always an exciting project. Tell our listeners again, some many will remember it, but some may be hearing it for the first time.
The Truth for Youth Bible is the tool that we're using to get young people the Word of God. We give the Bible to Christian young people, and then they give it to their friends in school that don't know Jesus. And the ministry that God has called us to is called Revival Fires Ministries. I've been on the evangelistic field now for a little over 39 years, and we've just seen masses of people give their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. This ministry is all about getting the Word of God into the hands of people that don't have Bibles, and also bringing in a harvest of souls for young people and adults that don't know Jesus, and bringing revival fire to the churches across America to see God set them on fire.
Well, tell our listeners, what's different about a Truth for Youth Bible from any other New Testament?
It has got 100 pages of comic stories in the front section that deal with the truth about issues of moral concern that young people are confronted with on a regular basis. The stories are 6 pages long for each story, so because of the attention span of people, and we target specific issues that young people are confronted with on a regular basis, things like drugs and drunkenness and peer pressure. We deal with the truth about things like sexual purity, pornography, abortion, homosexuality. We deal with the truth about things like pluralism, as well as evolution, sorcery and witchcraft, and cutting, sexting, bullying, suicide, and many, many other issues. The Bible says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So our young people, we give these New Testaments, the whole New Testament, along with those 100 pages of stories in the front section, we give that Bible to every young person that will commit to give it to their friends in school that don't know Jesus. So we're making soul winners out of these Christian young people. The young people that end up with the Bibles are giving their life to Christ. And also, Pastor Joseph, we're able to get the Word of God back in America's public schools.
Well, I'm going to ask Brother Tim, would you take a moment specifically now to pray for our listeners during this broadcast to have ears to hear what the Lord wants to say? Because there are many young people who they need to order a Truth for Youth Bible and or their parents. But then there are other persons who need to become intercessors, who need to be praying for God's anointing and blessing on the ministry. But then there are some listeners who probably need to just order it to see what it looks like and see how they can use it as an evangelism tool. But would you pray for listeners in that regard?
Yes. Father, I thank you for honoring your word. And you said, Lord, in Luke chapter 8 of verse 8, that some seed fell in good soil and produced a 100-fold harvest in return. And then, Lord, you said in verse 11 of the same chapter that the seed is the Word of God. So, Lord, as the seed of the Truth for Youth Bible is planted into the hands of Christian young people and given to young people in their schools that don't know you, I call in a harvest of souls of young people being saved as a result of your Word going into their hands and into their hearts, and them giving their life to you and surrendering their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, to you, Lord. And Lord, I declare victory in their lives. I declare, Lord, a salvation for the souls of the young people that end up with the Truth for Youth Bibles. Lord, do your work. For Lord, we know that your word will not return void, but that it will accomplish everything that you desire to accomplish in the lives of each one of these young people. So, Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank you that we are lining up with what you desire, and that is for us to, for you, Lord, to seek and save the lost, for that's what you came to do. I thank you, Lord, that we are lining up with your word by occupying until you come and going into all the world, including the schools of America, and proclaiming your word and shining the light of the gospel into the hearts and the lives of each one. And Lord, I thank you in advance for everybody that is going to get a Truth for Youth Bible and give it away in school. And I thank you, Lord God, for us being able to see you accomplish in the lives of these young people what you want to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Tim. You know, again, to every person listening, we want to remind you, we want you to get involved again at minimal with your prayers. But keep in mind, Revival Fire, Fires International, and American Family Radio are partnering this week for Truth for Youth Week to encourage you to order one Truth for Youth Bible. Again, we're giving away one free Truth for Youth Bible to every student between the ages of 13 to 18 who commits to passing it along to a friend in their school. And remember, the Truth for Youth Bible consists of the entire New Testament and a full set of color comics that present the gospel and moral truths as well. And the Truth for Youth Bible is now available in Spanish as well. Our goal is to give away 65,000 Bibles. So keep in mind, if you'd like to order one, again, remember, a teen between the ages of 13 to 18 can order it, or your parents can order it. To call this number to order them, call 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737. Or you can go online to tfy.org to order online anytime. But this week during Truth for Youth Week, to order that free Bible, call 1-800-733-4737. And remember to call between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. to make the phone call as well. Brother Tim, tell us more about why it's so important for every listener to, in some capacity, to try to get behind a work like this.
Well, we kicked God out of our schools, Pastor Joseph, in 1962 with prayer was removed from school with a Supreme Court case that came before the Supreme Court called Abington v. Shem. And then we took the Bible out of school in 1963 in June, about 12 months later. And from that time to the present, our nation has never been the same since. That's why it's important. In fact, the prayer that was used to remove prayer from school was this: Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependence on you. We beg your blessings on us, on our parents, on our teachers, and on our nation. Amen. Now, that was a non-denominational prayer. And with that prayer, we removed God, we removed prayer from school. And from that time to now, our nation has never been the same since in all of those areas that our young people were praying. So when we come back from a break, perhaps we can break that down and look at that and what has happened as a result of removing prayer and Bible from school in the areas of that prayer that the young people were praying that was used to remove prayer from school. We have suffered among the students, among the family, among the teachers, and among our and in our nation. We've suffered in all four of those areas.
Well, we'll pick up sharing further about that on the other side of the break. And, you know, this year being the 250th year where we're celebrating the birth of our nation, what a great year for every listener to get involved with a wonderful project like this to help get God's word back in public schools. We'll be right back.
Looking for a way out, for a way out. that I couldn't find a way out, find a way out. Yeah. Play into my weakness, can I beat this? Can I crack this surface into the deepness, the deepness? Oh, when I've exhausted all my ways, all my ways, and all the noise begins to fade. It's you, then everything else just falls in line. You, you will always hold this heart of mine. It's you, it's you, Lord, it's you, then everything else just falls in line.
Toby Mac with It's You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. This is National Truth for Youth Bible Week here at American Family Radio. And American Family Radio is partnering with the ministry Revival Fires International, and we're seeking to give away at least 65,000 Bibles, free Bibles, free New Testaments for the work of evangelism this week. Keep in mind, Revival Fires is giving one free Truth for Youth Bible to every student between the ages of 13 to 18 who commits to passing it along to a friend at school this year. Remember, the young person, the teenager, or their parent can make the phone call. The Truth for Youth Bible consists of the entire New Testament and full-color comics that present the gospel and a number of moral truths that young people struggle with in our culture today. And remember, the Truth for Youth Bible is now available in Spanish as well. Over 1 million Truth for Youth Bibles have already been given away in the past 25 years, and thousands of young people have received Christ through this wonderful outreach. More than 30,000 have received Christ over the last 25 years. Our goal this year is to help get at least 65,000 Bibles into the hands of teens. So again, to get involved, you can go online to tfy.org to order the free Bible. Again, tfy.org, or you can call online between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m., 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737. We're blessed to have with us in studio today Tim Todd, the president of Revival Fires Ministries. Brother Tim, if you'll pick up where you left off.
Pastor Joseph, thank you so much, and it's an honor to be here with you on your broadcast, and just appreciate you and your vitally important ministry so very, very much.
Amen.
Before the break, Pastor Joseph, we were talking about the prayer that was used to remove prayer from school with Abington versus Shem. That was the court case that came before the Supreme Court. And it's amazing because the prayer that the young people were praying in school that was used to remove prayer from school, it went like this: Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependence on you. We beg your blessings on us, that represents the young people, on our parents, that represents the family, on our teachers, that represents the educational system, and upon our nation. Amen. Now, that prayer, it was not Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Assembly of God, Christian Church. It was a non-denominational prayer. And with that prayer, the Supreme Court, with no precedent whatsoever, said, we can no longer have prayer in school. So that was 1962. So you take that prayer, the first part, our young people were praying, God, we beg your blessings on us. In 1962 and in 1963, when they took the Bible out of school and took prayer out of school, the number one problem in the classroom was chewing gum. Number two was talking in class. Mm-hmm. That was the number one problem. So all these years later, you look at what's being taught in our schools. You look at the suicide rate among our young people. You look at the problems that our young people are having, the violence in our schools among our young people.
Suicide, school shooting, so many other things tragically going
yes,
on.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And then you look at the second part of that prayer. God, we beg your blessings on our family. In 1962 and 1963, the divorce rate for 15 years straight remained the same. Mm-hmm. It would even drop in 1962 and 1963. Today, from 1962, for the next 15 years, the divorce rate tripled every year for 15 mm-hmm. years straight. It's mm-hmm. almost as though the year that we took the Word of God out of school, from that year, it's as though that God took his hand off of the family. I believe it's because we took the Bible out of school. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the third part of that prayer. It says, God, we beg your blessings on our teachers. Now, in 1962 and 1963, when we removed prayer and Bible reading from school, the SAT scores remained the same for 20 years. They would go up 1 year, they would go down 1 year, and then they would level off. And for 20 years, the SAT scores remained the same. But from the year that we took the Bible out of school in 1963, the educational department said that our SAT scores drastically and dramatically were affected as a result the SAT scores. And the SAT scores dropped in epidemic proportion. And they said that it was an unexplainable phenomenon. Mm-hmm. I can explain it. We removed God from school, and we're reaping the tragic consequences in our school system. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. in fact, last year, we graduated 750,000 young people from high school that could mm-hmm. not read their diploma. Mm-hmm. So our educational department has... The education has been affected dramatically. And then the last part of that prayer that our young people prayed, God, we beg your blessings on our nation. I believe, Pastor Joseph, America is the greatest nation in the world. Mm-hmm. But from the year we took the Bible out of school in 1963, America became number one in violent crimes, mm-hmm. illiteracy, teenage pregnancy, illegal drugs, and the divorce rate. And it can all be, you can take that back to the very year that we took the Bible out of school. I believe that our nation has suffered as a result of taking prayer and the Bible out of school. So it's important for us to restore God, not just to the classroom, but restore God to every part of our nation. We took the Ten Commandments off the wall in America from our schools in the public schools in 1980, but you can see that the devil has wreaked havoc in our nation, and I believe that we need to restore America, restore God back to America and to our schools.
Well, Tim, I'm going to share one more time how people can get involved, but afterwards, I want to ask that you'll pray for listeners to try to, as you share some of the challenges that we're dealing with in our culture, to recognize that getting involved with a project like the Truth for Youth Week Bible Project is one way to begin to really turn that around, helping to get the Word of God back into public schools and in the hands of young people to share with others so that they too can come to know Christ. Once again, if you'd like to order a Truth for Youth Bible, either you as the teenager between the ages of 13 or 18 or the parent, you can call as well. You can go online to give anytime this week, tfy.org, to order. Again, that's tfy.org. Or you can call between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Call 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737. Tim, would you specifically pray that listeners would decide that they're really going to seek to do whatever God is laying on their heart to do, as opposed to just thinking, well, I don't know if my little difference, where my little ability could really make a difference. You know, God can use any available vessel. Would you pray for each listener to get involved in however the Lord leads them to do so?
Amen. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the opportunity as believers to proclaim the Word of God to young people. Lord, we thank you that we all have a part in this, in proclaiming your word, your gospel. So, Lord, I pray and ask you to reveal to every listener that is listening to my voice right now, reveal to everybody listening to this broadcast, to find out what it is exactly that you want us to do, your plan, your purpose, your destiny, your assignment, your calling for our part in this. So, Lord, I thank you that as we have already provided, as you, Lord, have already provided for all of these Bibles to be printed, and that they are ready to be distributed to Christian young people, and so that they can take them to school and give them to their friends in school. Speak to the hearts of parents and grandparents as they go on the website and to call the phone number to get involved as we send them Bibles to give away for their teenagers to give away in school. Lord, I pray and ask you to show us what you want us to do. And I pray, Lord God, that as we have instruction to proclaim your word, that, Lord, you will help us to reach into the hearts and the lives of each one of these young people as we give a copy of the Word of God to each one of them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, Tim, there may be many people who are listening who might be thinking, well, I'm not a teenager. I don't have a teen in my home, but I'd really like to get involved. How would you respond to that person?
Amen. I would say that you can help Revival Fires provide these Bibles for the young people. You know, Pastor Joseph, when we print these Bibles, we print these Bibles in mass quantities. And by doing that, we're able to get a cost of only $2 to print a Bible. $2 to print these beautiful Truth for Youth Bibles with the comic stories in the front and the entire New Testament, a wonderful looking cover. It is just really cutting edge for our young people. $2 each to print these Bibles, and we case them, 50 Bibles to a case. That means that it only cost our ministry $100 to provide one case of these Truth for Youth Bibles for young people. It may be that your listeners, God would speak to their hearts to help us financially to provide these Bibles. They may want to provide a case for $100 or a half a case for $50 or a fourth of a case for $25 or whatever amount. But if they give, they can go to tfy.org, and not only can they get the free Bibles, but in addition to that, there's a place there that they could give to help us provide these Bibles for young people, or they can do it when they call 800-733-4737, 800-733-4737, between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m., and help us financially to provide these Bibles for the young people.
Well, you know, Tim, I want to ask you to share your thoughts about this too, though. But I know in the past, I've had the privilege of being a pastor for right about 50 years now. And one of the things we've done in the past,
you look is way too young to be pastoring for almost 50 years. I find that hard to believe, Pastor Joseph. That's a compliment.
That's a kind thing for you to say, Brother Tim. But we, in years gone by, we've ordered a whole case for the church to take and use. And
yes.
Would you share with our listeners why it's such a one, even apart from this Truth for You Week project, churches can get them and
yes,
use
they
them
can.
As wonderful evangelism tools.
Yes, and pastors and youth pastors, Bible clubs can get the Truth for Youth Bible. And if they get a case of 50 or more, then mm-hmm. they can get them at my cost, $2 each. Mm-hmm. And so I encourage them to do this, and it makes a phenomenal evangelism outreach for churches across America.
And I would say, too, to every listener, too, it would be good for each listener to prayerfully consider to just ordering at least one Bible to get it and just look at it, to
yes.
go through it, to become familiar with what it's like and what it looks like. Because actually, for many people, it's an evangelism tool like none you've ever seen before.
Amen.
It's a unique one in that, like, again, coupled with the New Testament, but comics that can easily grab any reader and draw them in, young person or adult, too. But also, it addresses issues from a Bible perspective that could help any believer, because for many believers, they've never read how God's Word clearly speaks to some of these big problems and challenges in our culture. So it's a wonderful educational tool as well as evangelism tool as well.
Yes, it is. And the young people, they love those comic stories, Pastor Joseph, the graphic novels. And they've got not only the plan of salvation, but then they've got the truth about what God's Word says about things like sexual purity and everything else that we cover in those comic stories. And so I encourage pastors, youth pastors, Bible club presidents and those involved with young people to get this Bible and get it into the hands of young people right there in your own youth group there in the churches.
Amen. The number to call to order a Truth for Youth Bible, 1-800-733-4737 between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Again, 1-800-733-4737, or go online anytime this week, tfy.org, to order Truth for Youth Bible. We'll be right back. Music of Rich Mullins with Sometimes by Step. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. I want to remind you once again, this is National Truth for Youth Bible Week here at American Family Radio. We are partnering with Revival Fires International to provide the only hope for teens, the only hope for everyone is Jesus Christ. That's Bibles that are wonderful evangelism tools to take into the schools. We're asking you to help us reach a generation of young people and help us get the Word of God back into public schools through the distribution of the popular Truth for Youth Bible to teens across our nation. Again, Revival Fires International is giving one free Truth for Youth Bible to every student between the ages of 13 through 18 that would order one, who commits to passing it along to a friend or an associate in your school. And remember, over 1 million Truth for Youth Bibles have already been given away over the last 25 years. We're encouraging every single listener to get involved. Again, at least you can be praying for this project. But again, I would encourage you, order one for yourself so you can look at it, read through the comics, become familiar with what it looks like, and see how powerfully and wonderfully issues are addressed biblically that our young people struggle with today, and then prayerfully ask the Lord to guide you as to how you can take a wonderful evangelism tool like the Truth for Youth Bible and use it in your life as an individual believer. Because remember, all of us are to be involved in the exciting and critically important work of sharing the gospel and making disciples. And again, this is a wonderful tool to help you to do both. Again, our goal is to ask you to help us to get at least 65,000 Bibles into the hands of teens this week. Again, go online to order one. Go to tfy.org. Again, that's tfy.org. Or you can call between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737. Brother Tim, what else is on your heart that you really would like to share with our listeners about this project?
You know, something that is so important is, and this is really the reason why we do what we do, Pastor Joseph, and that is to introduce these young people that don't know Jesus to the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And we have over 30,000 young people for sure that we know about that over the past 25 years that we have done this project, the National Truth for Youth Bible Week on American Fan, the radio, over 30,000 decision cards that we've received from young people that have been saved for the very first time. And I like to go back to the roots, the foundation of when all of this started 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. And start right there. And we've got just masses that have given their life to the Lord. But when you go back there to the very first project, 25 years ago, there was a coach in Purvis, Mississippi. He heard the project on AFR, and he said, I have got a student that I coach that is on the football team that needs this Bible. He's involved in alcohol and marijuana and just different things. So he ordered the Bible, the Truth for Youth. He interrupted a science class and walked into that classroom and took that Bible and sat it down on the desk of a young man by the name of Christopher Miller. And he said, you need to read these comics. Well, that young man, later in the day, read all of the comic stories in the front section. He surrendered his life to Christ. He, a few weeks later, was called into the ministry. And he began to pursue the call of God on his life. Went to Bible college. Got the education that he needed to. Began to pursue his call. Now, 25 years later, he has been my pastor for 5 years in West Monroe, Louisiana.
Praise God.
And through the ministry that God has called him into, we've had thousands of people in our church that have come through, given their life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the past 5 years since he's been there. And the Lord has given him a very fruitful ministry. And he's I'm honored to say he's one of my very best friends now. And he's young. He's probably 36, 37 years old. And this is his first pastorate. But he is pastoring a church where the Word of God is preached by him. And we're seeing masses of people come through and give their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And praise you see where God. That started, Pastor Joseph? It started where one bold coach ordered one Truth for Youth Bible, gave it to one troubled teenager, and now, 25 years later, not only is that teenager saved, and he's now an adult, and he was called into the ministry, and he's my pastor now. And it's testimonies like this that make it worth every one of the more than 1 million Bibles that we've given away just through this project on AFR.
Brother Tim, what one thought that comes to my mind is it's bold obedience.
Yes.
Just simply boldly doing what God has told every one of us to do, go into all the world and make disciples. And, you know, many times, Tim, when we think of church, we think of Sunday morning.
Right.
But church is 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Yes, it is.
We're to be on the job everywhere we go. And a big part of following Jesus is listening.
Yes.
Listening for opportunities to be used of God to touch the lives of other people. And thank God for that coach. But, you know, God can multiply stories like that a million plus times over if we'll just listen and say, Lord, where do you want to use me?
Yes.
And that's a reminder that every single listener could get one of these Truth For Youth Bibles, order one, whether it's a teen ordering one of the free Bibles or someone just ordering one to buy one to see it and then say, Lord, show me who to give this to.
Yes.
Because the Holy Spirit has somebody in mind, has someone for every single listener for you to get one and give to.
Yes, yes. In fact, so many wonderful testimonies of so many wonderful young people that have given their life to the Lord Jesus Christ as a result of getting a copy of the Truth For Youth Bible. Mm-hmm. I'm reminded of one young man that he was in a school in St. Louis, Missouri,
mm-hmm.
and a young lady, he was a drug dealer,
mm-hmm.
and one young lady gave him a Truth For Youth Bible. He spit on her, and he cussed her out. But then he sat down and read those comic stories in the front.
Mm-hmm.
God dealt with his heart. He gave his life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then got so on fire for God, Pastor Joseph, he started a Bible club in his school.
Mm-hmm.
And he had more than 100 students attending that Bible club every Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about it. One bold young lady gave one Truth For Youth Bible mm-hmm. to one drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did he quit smuggling drugs into his school, he started smuggling Bibles into his school.
Smuggling Jesus into school.
Yes, yes. Started a Bible club with 100 students attending every Wednesday morning. Again, mm-hmm. some seed fell in good soil and produced 100-fold harvest in return.
Mm-hmm.
The seed is God's word. And so this is multiplied over and over and over. Young people getting saved as a result of getting a copy of the Truth For Youth Bible.
Amen. Amen. To order one, call 1-800-733-4737 between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. this week. Again, 1-800-733-4737. Or you can go online to order at tfy.org. Again, that's tfy.org. And so, Tim, our time is almost gone. In the last few minutes, what's on your heart that you'd like to share with our listeners in as you encourage them to get involved with this project this week?
You know, it's so important for us to do what God's word says. He said, occupy till I come. And that's a military term.
Mm-hmm.
Best understood by those, of course, that have served in the armed forces, but it literally translates to be in charge, to be in command, to have dominion over. And when we took the Bible in prayer out of school
mm-hmm.
in 62 and 63, during that time frame, 97% of America believed in God. Only 3% didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's obvious that God's people were not occupying.
Mm-hmm.
You say, are you saying that we should force our young people to be Christians or force the Bible? No, I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying is this. Anytime where there's any place where you can't read the Bible, mm-hmm. including America's public schools, something wrong is wrong, and somebody had better be doing something about it. Our nation, as we celebrate 250 years, our nation was born on her knees
mm-hmm.
with a Bible in her hands.
That's right.
And I'm convinced the only way that we're going to get America back on her feet again is to get America back on her knees again. That's mm-hmm. what it gets down to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe we need to restore the Word of God and prayer to our nation, to our schools. And America's doing, sinners are doing what they do. They sin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to God's people to occupy
until he
comes. He said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, if we'll do those four things, God said, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. If mm-hmm. we'll do our four things, God will do his three things. Together is God's perfect number, the number seven, the number of perfection. That's God's telegram from heaven for America today. We've got to do what God has called us to do. Be evangelists, to be the men and women of God and the young people that God has called us to do, and take back what the devil has stolen.
Amen. Amen. Our guest has been Tim Todd, the president of Revival Fires, and his ministry, the ministry that he runs, he oversees. Revival Fires International and American Family Radio are partnering to give away 65,000 Bibles this week. Again, the number to order a Truth for Youth Bible, 1-800-733-4737. Between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737. Or you can go online to order at tfy.org. Again, that's tfy.org. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, today is a wonderful day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step and fully commit your life to the Lord, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us now and give your life to Jesus Christ? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the wrongs I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, today, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to follow you daily. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, and thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to connect with you. We'd like to be in touch with you again. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, if you'd like to want to order a Truth for Youth Bible, you can go online to tfy.org anytime this week. Again, that's tfy.org to order a Truth for Youth Bible. Or between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m., you can call this number, 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737 to order one as well. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.